Time for your movie reviews. Tim Lammers joins us every week for movie reviews brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here is Tim Lammers.
New on Netflix is an action horror comedy called Day Shift. Jamie Foxx stars as Bud Jablonski, a vampire hunter masquerading as a pool cleaner who has fallen out of favor with the International Union of Vampire Hunters. The only way Bud can earn enough money to satisfy his family obligations is to find a way back into the union, and that requires that a meek desk clerk, Seth, played by Dave Franco, must follow the vampire hunter around and report any rules that he breaks. That becomes a tall order for Seth, though, to log any of Bud's violations when he discovers that there's a vampire named Audrey, played by Carla Souza, who is very powerful and seems very hard to kill, a lot harder to kill than the other vampires. Day Shift is produced and directed, respectively, by two guys with huge John Wick ties, Chad Stahelski and J.J. Perry, and it shows. The best way I could describe Day Shift is it's John Wick meets The Evil Dead meets Bram Stoker's Dracula, yet it separates itself from those movies by doing its own thing. The fight scenes are hyperkinetic and enormously entertaining. The comedy is laugh-out-loud funny, both from Fox and Franco. And the creepy vampires are frightening. And you can get some laughs looking at them, too, when Bud and his fellow vampires kill them off in extremely creative ways. Unlike The Gray Man, Day Shift is not getting a theatrical release, but it's definitely film-quality stuff. Day Shift is new on Netflix.
Okay, that is interesting. I am, like, fascinated and horrified by vampires all at the same time. Like, I've watched stuff about vampires, and then I dream about them all night, that they're coming after me, and, oh, I just, ever since I, the Salem's Lot ruined it for me.
Jamie Foxx protecting you, and Snoop Dogg, too.
Okay.
They're vampire hunters.
Okay, so they're the good guys, and I'm going to be safe, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I mean, it's really a fun movie, you know, just because it takes an idea. You know, obviously, how many more vampire hunter movies do we need to see, really, or vampire movies?
Mm-hmm.
And look, I mean, as long as people go about things in a creative way, which they do here,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got the guys from John Wick attached to the thing, so naturally the action is going to be crazy and over the top and fun. And then you got some really gifted, you know, comedy actors with Jamie Foxx. But especially, you know, I'm really surprised at how Dave Franco is so funny. I think, you know, in some ways he almost steals the show.
Really?
You know, because he's this nerdish, you know, he doesn't want to be there. He has to follow around Jamie Foxx, who, you know, he makes sure he doesn't break any rules. But in order to kill this vampire who's extraordinarily more powerful than a lot of other vampires, you got to break some rules. So, you know, it's really funny dialogue between the two. The two work terrific together. So it's mainly those two. I mentioned Snoop Dogg. I mean, he is more of a supporting guy in this. You know, he shows up at the beginning and at the end when you need him.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really, really good. And then, yes, Kelly, there are those vampires, and they are scary, but you know what? The good guys take out the vampires, and it's really funny how they take them out.
Really?
Yeah, so it's fun.
Do they have a, I mean, I don't know if I even want to look. I'm kind of trying to look because, you know, I'm sort of like the girl that's watching scary movies under the blankets. You cover up your head, but you got to peek out of the blanket to see the vampire, but you don't want them to see you. You know, I don't want them to look at me. But are they scary looking? I mean, like, they look like real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're creepy.
Yikes.
You know, I'm trying to think. There have been really a lot of great screen vampires, but it reminded me that the fright level of these things, and I think this is one of the best vampire movies, certainly of the last, I guess it's been 30 years, Bram Stoker's Dracula, where Keanu Reeves, oddly enough, the future John Wick, you know, played Jonathan Harker, but you also had Gary Oldman as Dracula, but there were other vampires. The Brides of Dracula were really frightening in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives you that sort of spine-chilling feel when you see some of these. But, you know, it again, it's a comedy. You know what space they're playing in, you know. So are they creepy? Oh, absolutely. Are they going to keep you up at night? Probably not, especially when they get, you know, the fate that's coming to them. And believe me, the way that they kill these vampires in this movie, Jamie Foxx and company, It's really creative, and again, you can't help but laugh at it because it's so fun and over the top.
The way they kill him. Okay. Okay, and it must be something that is really key to the movie because you are being very tight-lipped on it, and that's okay. It's very...
Yeah. You know, you never want to tell too much. I mean, there's only so many ways you can kill a vampire. You got to get the stake through the heart or whatever, and another one is cutting their heads off. So let's just say there are a lot of creative decapitations in this movie of vampires.
Gosh. Yikes. I don't know.
Which to me was very funny.
I'm totally going to end up watching one, you know. And is this like a series or just a movie?
It's just a movie.
Okay.
Again, it's on Netflix. It's a slow week for theatrical releases, so this is a big one. And again, I mentioned how, you know, look, The Gray Man was another recent Netflix release, which, again, if you haven't seen it, watch this movie. It's with Chris Evans, Ryan Gosling, and the Russo brothers, who directed the, you know, four MCU, you know, Marvel movies. They did the last two Avengers and a couple Captain America movies. But, you know, that got a brief theatrical release. And I would have loved to have seen this on the big screen.
Okay.
You know, in some ways, it's very surprising that it wasn't. It's theatrical quality, you know. But the thing is about streaming, you do get a lot of theatrical quality stuff, but some things you look at and it's like, wow, boy, that would have been fun to see on a big, big screen. You
exactly.
know?
Didn't you get to do an interview with Jamie Foxx and Dave Franco for this?
I did indeed. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. I've never talked with Jamie Foxx before. I did actually with Dave Franco. For a zombie comedy called Warm Bodies. But, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
These guys, again, they clearly enjoy each other's companies. You know, they really respect each other's skills. They're very complimentary of one another. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Jamie Foxx was terrific. Dave Franco, they were just a lot of fun together. So you can get that. You can find the interview, a link to that interview, on directconversations.com, which is my website. And I write the interviews for looper.com, which is who I write most of my interviews for. And the other thing, J.J. Perry, who, again, like I mentioned, has a huge John Wick collaborative ties with Chad Stahelski. He's a longtime stunt person. And you know, the interesting thing about these people that work in stunts, they really know how to direct a film. I mean, you got him, you got Chad Stahelski, you have David Leitch, who did Bullet Train. You know, they really bring a new level to directing a film, at least from the action standpoint.
Sure.
And then they, you know, can bring in talented actors. In this case, J.J. Perry bringing in Jamie Foxx and Dave Franco to do all the heavy lifting with the comedy. You know, it's a great combination.
That's nice. I do often think about, you know, all these action movies that have all these scenes, and you're just going, how in the world do they even come up with the idea? I'm going to run across a train. I'm going to jump over a building. I'm going to hang from a helicopter. I'm going to drop, and then I'm just going to fall. I'm like, how do you come up with these ideas and then to get the shots? But I could see where someone who knows, you know, that inside with the action and the stunts could really have a very significant, you know, effect on movies with their perspective.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, what I found, at least with J.J. Perry talking to him, is that I actually, you know, it's a good thing I brought up the creative beheadings because, again, it's so crazy. It's so over-the-top funny. I say, where do you get the ideas for this? And he says, basically, the idea is to not do what others have done before. Now, of course, we've seen that before, but do it in a way that we haven't seen it before. So, you know, they just want to amp up the level with everything. So I don't know if that's what, you know, how stuntmen feel, where, you know, obviously they do so much work. J.J. Perry has been in 150 movies and 300 TV episodes.
Man.
So you got to believe he's seen it all and he knows it all. And when he brings it as a director, he wants to bring it to you in a refreshing sort of way. So that's what's fun about it. And that's where you see that amped up action in movies like John Wick or Bullet Train or whatever. You know, and it's great. I love that sort of thing. I should also know David Leitch did a movie called Atomic Blonde with with Charlize Theron. It just amps up the action, and it's this way that it's so much fun to watch, you know? And I think J.J. Perry definitely has a huge career ahead of him, you know, for directing, because this is his first movie as a director, and it just blew me away.
Okay, neat. Well, yeah, we'll have to be watching out for more of him. I mean, I don't know how many movies these directors can do in a year. I guess it really depends on how long it takes them to do all these crazy stunts and stuff. It's
just amazing. Most times it's a good couple years of their life, probably even more, and then they're actually working on another picture while they're promoting the one that, you know, has just been released. So, yeah, I think they're constantly working,
That's a lot of work. Well, okay, so this is a good one. It's something we can watch on Netflix, which is always good because everybody has access. Well, everybody I know has access. It's either like Netflix or Hulu or whatever, but Netflix is like my main thing. That's what I usually like to watch, too. So, well, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Kelly. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. It's Tim Lammers. DirectConversations.com is where you can learn more about Tim. And our movie review is being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Seeking justice for the injured. Again, you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.